Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 632 and today I am talking about a coaching commandment. It's someone that I've talked about previously on a Mood Prep podcast, and I believe that Mood Prep podcast was also called Teach Don't Tell. Either way, I want to expand on it a bit more today. I want to go through and discuss a few things around where it came to be, why it's useful, and a couple of other really important points around it. This is, of course, for coaches and trainers, and more in the sense of moving from just having, doesn't matter whether you're a physio or a PT or a chiropractor or similar, moving from having just a exercise facility or a rehabilitation facility, and moving from that frame of mind and frame of thinking of what it is that you do, and moving into it actually being an educational facility that people come in. Of course, they exercise and they learn more about their physical intelligence, but really what it is shifting this frame of mind and the core being from a fitness facility into an educational space. And in order to do that, we have to cover what educational arms are there of health. And from a coaching perspective, when we continually tell people, we're continually telling them what weight they should use and how that they're doing things right, and lucky I'm here and I'm going to motivate you, and all these great, nice things that a good trainer should do, we actually, in telling them what to do, we more often than not keep them codependent to us. And whilst we keep them codependent to us, we are also codependent upon them. And in the early stages, we may think this codependent relationship with our clients is a great idea because I give them what they want, they pay me lots of money or pay me whatever money it may be, and it's a great little relationship, but it really fosters an underlying issue. And one of those underlying issues is that person may never really develop. They may get results, but their core being as a whole, their own education of their own physical awareness, their own frames of thinking, their own nutritional needs, and learning how to get to a stage to be well educated in themselves with that, all of that can kind of go by the wayside because they're so heavily reliant on you as a trainer slash coach. And the issue with this is because when they get injured or whenever you move away or situations change in their life, the problem is that they never actually, let's say, up-level, they never actually grew and developed. They just got results, but they're always going to revert back to whatever their gravitational pull was, or you could call it their default. And so this is one of the most powerful things. This is why I put together the flow map and what I teach coaches and teach clients on, so that people can get a gauge of understanding how to progress through stages of intelligence with their health rather than simply trying to get things right or wrong and eating good or bad. Because that black and white language is what often keeps us, you know, all or nothing, which means there's a lot of nothing with all or nothing. And so one of the issues with this is that the more that we tell people, the more that they become reliant on us, and this is also difficult, that sometimes it feels good as a trainer, right? It feels good to be needed, but all we're doing is filling each other's needs, and it becomes a needs-based relationship, not a choice-based relationship. And that in itself can become unhealthy, especially if that's what we actually really are preaching health and teaching health. So the key thing here is that being able to shift from telling people to rather than to teaching people, not just teaching people how to that they need a particular weight or they need to eat this, but how to get to that solution, how to get to that outcome, what to feel for within their bodies, what to look for when purchasing equipment, all of this sort of stuff. And the reason being, you'll never run out of clients, by the way. To forget about that, because that in itself is already a lack. It's coming from a place of lack. But when we can continue educate and teach and give people opportunity to step up and learn more and reach out more and do all of that, when we can be in that space, all of a sudden everyone around us grows, including ourselves. And so in this space of teaching, people get a clear understanding of what their nutritional, physical, and mental needs are. And the reason also being is because the client is in their body their whole life. So if at 30, 35, I'm just teaching them how to do the right technique, that means that at 40, I'm going to have to be there to teach them how to do the right technique, but their body has changed and shifted over time. If I haven't, as a coach, invested the time to make sure that person's learning how to develop a deep kinesthetic relationship and intelligence with their actual physical body, the difficulty of this is that they're always going to be in need of someone telling them what to do, and they're never actually in a position where they're running like this autonomous relationship with their body and what it needs. And so our understanding of making sure that we can continually be there with the client and teaching them and giving them opportunities via seminars, via webinars, via online programs to be able to and also in the actual sessions themselves, not to be able to get more numbers as in fitness is the outcome, because it's not, right? Fitness isn't the outcome. Fitness may be part of the ingredients of the outcome, but it's not the outcome. The outcome is what you're going to do with that fitness. The outcome is what you're going to do with the healthy version of you. That's the outcome. What level of fitness that's required, then that's the ingredient. But the problem is that the fitness industry is making this fitness, this fucking go hard or go home attitude king. And so people are going to the gym, leaving their families, leaving the things they really want to do in order to chase this arbitrary numbers and some sort of like finish line that doesn't exist in order to try and get the outcome that they originally want anyway. And if as a coach we can help that person get clear on what that actual outcome is, what they want to use their health and fitness for, then we go into making sure that we can provide whatever level of health and fitness and where that person needs to be in order to live that type of life. This is the inverse of a lot of the models that we look at within the fitness industry. And the reason being is because the status quo keeps on creating the status quo. And we need to look at it differently in order to get a different result long term for both individuals and for companies. And so what I'm offering you here today is to move into this space of teaching, not telling. And when we can teach and when we can really build our understandings and lessons around that, then we end up changing not just the generation in front of us that we're working with, but the generations after them. It flows on. When we just tell them, it's not the same. There's no teaching involved in that. That's my offer for you. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you would pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. And of course, if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you want one personally signed by myself. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I would love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.